Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23 is a very comforting song, and yet it's that line that out of all of it I remember the most. That being memory work, of course, when you were in second or third grade. I thought about a life that we live, and oftentimes desperation and despair, regardless of our best efforts, can and oftentimes does sink in. I know that's happened in my own life. Fortunately, it didn't last long. But I thought about the depth of that and how hard that can be. And I remembered a situation many years ago now, visiting someone that was dying in the hospital. This person I knew well. This person had started out in a troubled life within the church, but had grown to be a very, very staunch attender, loved to read Scripture and study Scripture to the point where loved to voice it, even debate it. That's strong, that's secure. And yet this very same person laid in this bed, practically in tears, out of fear. Fear of a vengeful, wrathful God. Fear that her sins weren't forgiven. That she hadn't given enough. That she hadn't done enough. And tearing herself apart, not knowing what was next. No light. No hope. Just desperation and despair. I've come to find out recently that Luther himself, early in his monastic journey, struggled with these same things, to try to find a way to work himself to the point where he felt comfortable, where he felt saintly, where he felt forgiven before God. And he tried to do these things through all the vehicles that the church gave him. Through prayer to the saints, buying indulgences. And yet so deep in despair, so deep and no hope, Luther at that point was at a point of depression where in our case, would probably be close to death. That much he struggled with it. When I look at the people surrounding the lake, when I look at the people that are following the disciples in Jesus, I have a hard time envisioning living in a world where life and death were literally day-to-day decisions. Living in a world that had nothing but rules and laws, and these were the tools that you used to try to please God, to make yourself right. Oftentimes asking the question, why is this person sick? What did he do? What sin did he create? What sin? Even the disciples, when they came to the blind man, I believe it was a blind man. It was either blind or beggar. I'm blocking on that right now. But the disciples said, who sinned, this man or his parents? They believed that that was directly tied. That it was their actions, that drove them into despair. And of course, we know that Jesus' answer is that neither. But this man is here for God's greater glory, that his works may be worked through him. And so they came. They came searching for something they had little or none of. They came for hope. They came for a miracle. And many received that miracle that day. Many were healed. But it's what Jesus left them with that went on. For he did much teaching, and he gave them a message of hope that was aside from the law. Hope that tore down the rules Hope that tore down the commandments, the lines in the sand that says there is hope for you. And he did this throughout his ministry, regardless of how hard it got. And in the end, he took that last and final step. And he gave, not only to the nation of Israel, but to all of us, that precious gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And he did this by giving up his own life on the cross and laid it right there. He gave hope for an eternity. He gave hope for all. You see, in dying, Jesus took something from us that we couldn't rid ourselves. He took our sins. And in dying, he gave us something that we could never attain on our own. Forgiveness and God's grace. And he did all this for you and me. And as he went through that dark door of death, on the other side was light and life. And this is what we have to look forward to too. Because you see, our world isn't a whole lot different than the one that we read about in the gospel. Hope can vanish. Desperation can set in. The world is about us. Might even be compared to that valley of the shadow of death. Because from the fall, we are all dying in the body. And it's that valley that we walk down through our life. And it's so easy for darkness and despair to set in. And yet today, as then, Jesus gives hope. Through Christ Jesus, we receive love, forgiveness, and the ability to continue that journey, knowing that the end of it, we can fear no evil, because at the end of it stands the risen Christ, there for you and I. Israel and all other nations, circumcised or uncircumcised, one family in Christ Jesus, died once and for all of us, just like all those people on the shore. So that as we live each day, we live with hope, we live with forgiveness, we live with grace, and in the end, we live in light. I did the best I could comfort to do it. I did the best I could do to comfort my friend. I have believed for a very, very long time that although I would struggle at times to explain it, that Jesus didn't die so we could get it right. He died because we couldn't and never would. And it's in that hope that we live our lives, and it's in that hope that we ultimately take that last step. Today we remember Carolyn. Carolyn lived in that light and in that hope. Carolyn passed on to the rest of Christ in that hope. And it's in that hope, in that gift, in that wonderful sacrifice that we should look and live each and every day. That gift was given for all. That gift was given for you. Live in it. Live through it. Amen.